Welcome to Elevenses, where four friends chat about photography, life, and whatever comes to mind. Just a heads up, we might throw in a few colourful words along the way. Join us for a natter about the world of photography and films as we sit on our mid-morning cuppa. Whether you're a seasonal pro or just starting out, there's something for everyone in our cosy corner of the podcasting world. So grab a brew and tune in.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Elevenses. I'm FKB.
I'm Faye Hatton.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Leanne. Oh my god, it's so weird not being able to see you. I don't it like is, it.
What's on our list of topics today, ladies?
What's been going on with you all? It feels like we've not spoken for ages.
What have we been doing? Faye's been in a caravan.
I've been scrubbing my dad's caravan.
Nice.
In theory, he's going back to live in it for 8 weeks. So we'll see about that. That's been a joyous moment in my weekend and beginning to my week.
Yeah. We've had youngest child here for the weekend with his girlfriend, which was very lovely. I was out on Saturday night snapping an event where it was a 50th birthday party, and then when all their friends and family got there, they decided to renew their vows, which was lovely. It's such a nice thing to shoot, and the family were absolutely gorgeous as well, who were the clients. So yeah, that's been my week.
That's so lovely
yeah. event to do.
What's happening in Portugal, LCA?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you guys might need to carry me through this podcast today, because I flew back to England on Friday, spent the day with my parents. That exhausted me more than doing a wedding all day on Saturday. No, I lie. Actually, it was really good to see them. It was good crack. And then, so yeah, Saturday I did a wedding in Yorkshire, and then I flew back at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Ouch.
To get back here. And then yesterday we moved from our rental, our apartment, to our new home, Casa Pinto. So I am surrounded by antiques and nothing of my own. So it just feels like I've stepped into a time warp. But we've had cleaners here all weekend, and it smells half decent now. It doesn't smell of death. So
nice.
That's always good.
Always good, isn't it? I didn't want to buy a house of death. So yeah, I am just trying to kind of settle in. Bizarrely, feels like I'm stepping into someone else's world, but I suppose that's what I wanted. I wanted a house with character.
Yeah.
So, that's my weekend in a nutshell. How about you, Leanne?
What's been going on? I was working a lot last week. I had a family film, which I haven't done for ages. So that was really lovely. And then I did my first stall at an event.
Stall.
Oh, yeah. Was this the Macmillan thing, Leanne?
Yeah, so it was for Macmillan Coffee, and it's like a local restaurant near where I live, and they were hosting a load of small businesses alongside their coffee morning. So it was a really, really lovely day. I've never done one before. But it was really nice to speak to local people, network with other small businesses. So, yeah, it was a really, really nice day. I'm glad I did it. And yeah, maybe I'll do another one. I'll see. Have you ever done them, ladies? Because I found it very stressful.
I like the footage that you got, that you shared on Instagram.
Yes, I know. I filmed whilst doing.
In terms of networking, I feel like that would be a really, really good opportunity. To meet local people, because we forget about the local business side of things.
Yeah. So true. I think it's more common for wedding photographers as well to do the wedding fairs.
Yeah.
But and so I was there doing family stuff, like really promoting the family stuff. But I ended up talking to more businesses and booking brand shoots versus family. But yeah, it all worked out.
Did you get bookings on the day then, Leanne?
No family bookings. I've never handed out so many leaflets in my life. I was literally throwing them at anyone that would have one. And yeah, so there was, but it was a lot, it was because it was midweek, there was a lot of older people there, which is lovely. But you know, I had one guy come up to me and was like, I'm 92, I don't need photos, I can't take them with me when I die soon. I was like, great.
Not for you, it's for the younger people in your family.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, can you move now? Move on.
Yeah. Okay, get out of my way.
He was lovely, but yeah, he was like not my ideal client. So yeah. But yeah, so but bookings for branding, yeah. Hopefully booked one shoot with the restaurant themselves. We'll see.
Brilliant.
And yeah, another one that's coming in a couple of weeks. So yeah, really good. But yeah, I don't know, it's quite scary putting yourself out there when you've not got like a screen in between you and...
It's weird when it's kind of, it's not cold calling, is it? Because people know you're there, but it is kind of like you don't know who's going to be there, and how you approach a conversation.
I felt very salesy. I'm not really into the big sales thing, but I was next to a stall who's a jewellery lady who is amazing. And literally they were walking in and she had the sales pitch down. She's done loads of markets. She knew exactly what to do. So when she was a bit quieter, she came over to me and a couple of the other ladies who hadn't done it before. And she was like, this is what to do. Throw leaflets at people. Do this. Sell. And I was like, okay, come on in.
Brilliant. That's what you need, isn't it?
I know. I needed a little pep talk because we were all stood there. There was a few of us. It was our first one. And we were like, okay, there are real people. What do we do?
I actually, I did some of that last year. I went to the Halifax show with some prints from A Northern Heart, you know, the big framed prints. And even though I didn't get loads of sales on the day, I did get loads of sign-ups to the mailing list. So I think there's always like different ways you can leverage it as well. And actually just talking to people who were coming round and had their dogs with them, I had just like a dog lucky dip on the table that had treats in and stuff. And I just really enjoyed the crack of it. Like, really liked talking to people.
Yes. That's so nice. That's a good idea to be a lucky dip. I like that.
Yeah. You need a gimmick.
Yes.
You need a gimmick.
You do. Because otherwise it can be a bit intimidating. Like, there's this person stood there. You know, because I'm like that. When I go to like markets and stuff, I feel like if the person's just sat there looking at me, I feel really like, oh.
I suppose it's one of those where you've got to decide what you're going to show to people, what you're going to showcase on your little small table that you've got as well, haven't you? Because that takes time to sort of gather that stuff together.
Yeah. So and it worked really well for me because obviously the physical prints, it's really, I really struggle with how to get that across on the internet because you just can't show how gorgeous they are when they arrive.
Yeah.
So having them on the stall and we're just stopping people in their tracks and they'd come over and say like, oh wow, is that a painting? And just it was just so lovely, like the comments that you get. It's good for your confidence as well because you're literally getting direct feedback in the moment on the work that you've done.
That's so true. Oh, I like that.
It's good.
Awesome. Good for putting yourself out there, Leanne.
I know, you know, never know. We're just trying, keep trying, don't we?
Exactly, all different avenues.
Laura, what's the news at Casa Pinto? How was moving day?
Actually, you know, I was going to say it was pretty horrendous, but you know what? I just feel like when you get your head down, you've got a task. You just get on with it, don't you? It was just more of like, as long as the kids had snacks, I just went to the shop and got so much cleaning products. So I kind of like, I'm not a cleaner, don't really enjoy it, but like, I like buying things.
Even if it's bleach.
I like buying cleaning products that I'll never use.
So I just thought I'm going to buy loads of cleaning products and just like get a kick out of translating bleach and what it's like. It reminds me of like Leviosa. It's like, it's not how you say it at all, by the way, but it just looked like it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have a bit of fun with this because it's just so mind numbing. But yeah, I've got sciatica. I've turned into a 41-year-old who's got sciatica and I don't even get it when I do like something that should warrant it. I get it when I'm just walking or like when I just slightly lean to the side. So I got it actually from about 6 o'clock. So yeah, my poor husband had to deal with like the sciatica chronicles for the next 3 hours. But apart from that, no, it went really well. Like I'm just happy it's done. I like tasks if you just think, right, crack on.
Yeah. It's a very manual task as well, isn't it? It's like, I've got this stuff to do and I've got to get it done in this time scale. It's not, you know, like I suppose for you, if you're writing something or if you're editing, it's a bit of a how long's a piece of string kind of job, isn't it? Where it's a very physical thing.
Have you done like the Pomodoro technique? I quite like that. So you set a timer on your phone for 40 minutes and whatever it is that you're doing, you just go hell for leather on it for 40 minutes. And then when your alarm goes off, you stop and have a break and give yourself time to think, go get a drink, et cetera, et cetera. And then when you're ready, you just set another timer for 40 minutes and go again.
I used to do that, but now actually, like, I do that as well sometimes. But actually, someone recommended, and this might be because I'm a bit kind of neurospicy, but creating a playlist of your favourite songs. And I've started doing that. And then when, like, kind of I know I'm getting towards, you know, the back end of the track list, I'm like, oh, I better hurry up. And I don't know, I find that not as stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're enjoying the music at the same time.
Yeah, and I was like, oh well, yeah, I'm just going to keep doing that. But like, I do have to time box stuff. Otherwise, like, because I work really well with deadlines. So if someone, you know, if someone says, oh, just get it back to me when you can, it's the worst thing you can say to me.
It's too vague.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, you're never going to get it. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh dear. You did say whenever.
I'll see you in 2026.
Oh, yeah. Leave me a review.
I love that.
But yeah, no, I'm good now. I think the same moving house is up there with like divorce and maybe a tax bill. Like, it's just you don't want it repeated. You want to do it once every 10 years.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I hate moving. Yeah. Moving house is so stressful. So I'm so glad you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at least you've been in and out of there as well before today, haven't you? Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah. And I was quite happy with that arrangement, to be honest. Like, buy a really lovely house and I'm just going to look at it.
Not live in it.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, it looks so romantic from the outside. And then you get in and you're like, shit. You know that reel, that Instagram audio I'm going to use, actually, it basically goes, shit, shit, shit. Basically, I'm going to go around my house just going, shit, shit. Yeah, like, it's just... Honestly, like, we've found loads of bird skeletons, like animal skeletons. Like, there was three skeletons down the couch, like the inside of the couch.
Wow.
And then
bird skeletons in the inside of a couch. You should.
Yeah, like, there was three of them, like, in the couch, and I was like, oh my
god. Definitely birds.
They've probably gone to find like a safe haven and then can't get back out. But there was like one bird skeleton underneath like a chair. And because I'm a bit sick, I've put it in a Tupperware. Another use for Tupperware, people. And ooh. I'm going to put it in a frame and just be like...
This is my dead bird Tupperware collection.
You get those arty-farty, like, glass cloches, don't you, now? Like, with a dead stuffed mouse in.
Oh, yeah.
Or a skeleton.
That could be a feature wall, couldn't it? For anybody who doesn't know, I feel like we need to say, Laura, that you've moved into... a grand old mansion, very old mansion in Portugal, just in case anyone thinks you've like bought a new bed in Horsforth,
oh, no,
new building in Horsforth or something. There's dead birds under the sofa.
I've got a chandelier. I've got someone, honestly, I've got someone coming tomorrow, bless her, called Francesca, to come and polish my chandelier.
Oh, she started a podcast and it's gone to her head.
I know. Yep.
We're on the chandeliers now.
And she said, you know, like, we had like the other lady here was translating, and she said, I'm gonna polish every crystal. And I have just never got off so much on a sentence in my life. I just love the way it flowed, and I'm gonna be the person that received that gift.
I love the fact that last week you didn't have a flushing toilet and now you're polishing chandeliers. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be some middle ground somewhere.
I know, I was saying the flush takes ages for the water to build up, so it's just kind of like, does anyone need a wee? Should we all have a communal wee and then we can all flush?
Oh, lovely.
Very green as well, that.
I know, this is it. So there's just lots of, you know, we're eating out of an air fryer. The fridge didn't show up. So there was a freezer here that we washed down because it's like 20 years old. And we thought, right, it might be a fridge. We don't know if it's a fridge or freezer. We put food in. It's all frozen this morning. So it's definitely a freezer. So, yeah, it's just...
That's not been pap tested.
No, it's not been pap tested. It's just, there's some things that you shouldn't reuse after 20 years.
Oh my god, amazing.
But yeah, no, it's an adventure and I cannot find anything. I'm glad I found the mic for this podcast. I did actually put all the important stuff in one suitcase. And I said, Jim, don't let anyone sit on it because it's got all my precious things, and there was this podcast mic in there. See, that's how I'm prioritising all of you in this podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I'm at. Did anything funny happen to you in the last week, guys?
Other than my guy at the stall telling me he's going to pop his clogs, I mean, that was pretty funny. I don't think he meant it. It'd be funny.
I didn't get jiggled this week, so I don't. I don't have a jiggle story. The jiggling is next week. So my
what's jiggling?
The osteopath.
Oh.
So the guy that likes me likes to say, "Can you take your top off?" And then I lie down, and he basically jacks the treatment bed up so everything wobbles, and it's mortifying.
if any listeners go to a chiropractor and theirs ask them to take their top off, so they're just getting serviced in their bra. Can you just get in touch?
Getting serviced in my bra. That's
I just so feel nice. Like it's a new. It's new. I haven't heard about it before. I need some northern and southern crack because I just watch Gogglebox now just to feel like half normal and laugh. Oh, so that's why I asked if there was anything funny going on.
I love Gogglebox. It's my fave.
Oh my God. He loves the two girls from Leeds who just talk about food all the time.
Yeah, they're Phil's favourite as well, as you can imagine, because they just talk about food and he gets really excited when they start describing they've had spam on their breakfast.
And you have spam on your breakfast. Ooh, you've had a fried egg on top.
I like nutty and nutty.
Oh my gosh, they are. I reckon they've got dead bodies in their cellar. They're completely unhinged, those two.
They are.
My house looks better than their house. And it's got bird skeletons in. Honestly, every time I watch them, there's like a hole in their armchair and my eyes just zoom in on it and I can't, but I do. I mean, I would kill it. I would kill him.
Yeah.
Like he just winds her up and she's like, "Stop it, Nutty, stop it now." And then he just keeps going. I'm like, oh my God, I'm surprised he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's not under the paving stones outside yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, exactly. We did have a question that came through from Millie.
How do you market to those if you've got different customer bases? So for example, you do family shoots and you do branding shoots and or weddings, whatever your different niches are. How do you market to different customers and create messaging that resonates with both? Ooh. That was the question. And Leanne, you do both.
Well, so I have a main account, which is Leanne Hannah Photography and Films, the longest name in the world. And I have Brand Stories by Leanne Hannah. So a very good friend of mine, Hyrule, who will be listening to this. So
Hyrule, that's a good name.
Shout out to Hyrule. And she suggested ages ago for me to split my business because I was getting a lot of branding inquiries and they were coming to my main page. And they were probably finding loads of newborn and family stuff. So I started the separate account. Now, this won't be a surprise to Hyrule because she knows we've spoken about it. But I don't like it. I don't enjoy having two accounts. I find it a little bit overwhelming. And what I've actually found is I end up, now you can do that collaboration thing on Instagram. I tend to share something on my main account and just collaborate with my brand account. Mm-hmm. So what effectively my brand account works as is a up-to-date portfolio. So if I have a brand client come and they want to just see my brand work, I will send them there. So they just see brand work, not family work, not press record work. You know, they just see branding. And then that seems to work quite well. Some people come to my main account and they just follow along with everything. They quite like it. But yeah, for people that are literally just here for branding, I just send them to that account now. That's how I manage it at the moment. It seems to work quite well. But yeah, you do have to have that second account. So yeah, that's how I do it at the moment. I'm not sure if it's the perfect solution, but it kind of works for me at the moment.
So by collaborate the two together, you mean that you update one and it just copies it across to the other one?
Yeah, so anything that I post that's branding related, mm-hmm. I basically collaborate with the other account and it just posts there automatically.
Ah, right, so you could choose it. You can choose it each time. So if it is with branding, you're like, oh yeah, I want this to go over there as well as here.
Exactly.
Right. Ah, right, okay, that makes sense.
It's quite handy for that, but then it just means it's just a portfolio builder. So
right, yeah.
I don't know whether it's actually you know, it's not perfect in terms of messaging, because you have to, in terms of like stories and things like that, I'd have to go onto my other account and be posting stories regularly, which I don't do, because I find that hard enough to do on one account, so yeah. I can't do it across two. But yeah, that's how I do it. I personally find that the brands that book with me tend to follow my main account, and they kind of just follow along with everything that's going on.
Yeah,
and they kind of engage with stuff that's happening in my life, or, you know, they don't necessarily, oh God, this newborn picture's amazing, but they kind of just get that I do a bit of everything. So
I think it's quite good to show that versatility, isn't it? And it's showing a bit more of your personality as well to people, isn't it?
I think so. Because I think if you, I don't know, I've got a few friends who do weddings, newborn, family, branding, houses. They do so much stuff. And I think sometimes the best way that you can work with that when you do so much variety is you must have to have like a schedule. So on a Monday, it's family day, Tuesday, branding, Wednesday, you know, newborn, Thursday, weddings. And you share like, that's how you share the different types of work. So then your feed constantly shows different work. I think that seems to work for them quite well.
Yeah, people aren't having to scroll down for ages to find a wedding, because it was ages ago since they posted a wedding.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was about to say, just going back to the personal side of things, because I was talking about that this morning in my membership group. And, you know, a lot of people that have booked me in the past, it's because they've seen my personal work. It's not actually because of the portfolio, and I'm sure that is a reason, but the reason that's vocalized most often is because they want me, they want my eyes, they want my artistry as well. So I feel like weaving in your personal work, your personal story into your content, because if you can, I call it like the golden threads, and that's how I market my separate businesses, like Lens 11, the wedding things like that. It's more of, you know, the joyful connection, wanting kind of, I want people, women to feel empowered, find confidence. And I feel like those things run across. If you can find your golden threads, like Leanne's would be like legacy and storytelling, and you can kind of apply those themes to all genres, if you like. And then it becomes your brand rather than looking at it like two separate businesses. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that holds together the marketing plan if you can find your golden threads.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Yeah, that really makes sense. I do sometimes do the collaboration thing when I put something in the print shop, because I'm really inconsistent with it. The algorithm just forgets it's there, and I don't think anyone's really seeing it. So I'll just sometimes collaborate with FKB like you do, Leanne, collaborate with your other account. But someone told me that the algorithm doesn't like collaborations. So I don't know if that's a thing. And even if it is, it'll probably be different next week, because that's Instagram.
Honestly. So someone, I heard ages ago, they loved them. I mean, who knows?
There you go.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think the good thing, like what Laura's saying, like, is if your tone, like they call it the tone of voice, don't they? If your tone of voice is the same across however many accounts you have, like Laura was just saying, like you're right, you buy into the person and why they're doing what they do.
Yeah, because there's always a backstory. There's always like a lived experience, like why we set up our businesses, why we put out what the offers that we do and the people that we want to speak, you know, so that we want to work with.
Mm.
It's all tied up in us, in our journey. And it's just, I feel like you can take pictures of lots of different things, like Millie said, like brands or families or whatever, or weddings. But if it's held together by you and your golden threads, by your values, then your points of view, like your stance, your perspectives on things, then I feel like that is your most powerful marketing tool. And then everything becomes kind of more seamless. It doesn't matter if you're talking about brands or wedding, it's from your point of view, it's from your stance.
So good. And I think that there's the risk of, like, we probably need to cover this in another episode, but like the world of ChatGPT as it is, and AI, I think a lot of people are leaning on that to write captions and blogs, and I actually think there's a risk in that you lose that sense of, you know, what your messaging is and what your tone of voice is. Mm-hmm. And I know that AI is very clever. It can learn all of that. But actually, if you take you out of the situation, when you're posting things online, you know, is it going to, you know, hit people where you want it to?
Like, you want it to deeply resonate. You want it to, like, connect with something that's, like, in their soul. So it's, I feel like AI cannot replace that. And that's why the human element of,
yeah,
running a business is your most powerful tool.
Yes, totally.
And I'd like to put, I'm going to try this afterwards, but I'm going to put into ChatGPT, write me a blog from a Yorkshire humour point of view.
Oh,
and just see what comes up.
So Yorkshire.
Bar tat. Isn't that what you say?
Oh, I'm bar tat.
My favourite one was to, I asked Elvis to serenade me with a love song.
And did he?
Yeah, he did. He made me weak at the knees.
What love song was it?
Well, you can just type anything in, like from like the sound, like your favourite artist, or like with a Yorkshire twang, or, but it's always a love story to me, just to, you know, big myself up. Give me some confidence on a low day. But I actually love writing, actually, you know, birthday cards with ChatGPT in certain voices. I've written a whole birthday card with just, yeah, someone's favourite sing. I did one with, like, Dolly Parton in the voice of Dolly Parton. Like, honestly, it's the best. It's genius because people think it's really heartfelt.
Not sure you should be giving up these secrets, Laura.
Yeah, I can't wait for my next card. Brilliant.
No. Yeah. It's going to be like, Dear Leanne, something about watermelon sugar high.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't have said that because I do know what that means. Does anyone know what Harry was talking about, Harry Styles, when he was on about watermelon?
Well, no, apparently there is a few different interpretations doing the rounds on the internet, isn't there? So
he admits it on stage.
Oh, does he? So apparently it is about the female orgasm, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the one I've heard.
Lovely way to put it.
Oh, what, the whole watermelon sugar high is a female orgasm?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, it's
all. Generally, they like watermelon, though. My kind of orgasm.
I don't think you spend much time down down that end of business on other women's face, so you might be all right.
Oh, you mean taste like a watermelon? Get out of town does not taste like a watermelon. I don't believe that at all. We need some lesbians to corroborate this.
Tastes like strawberries on like a hot summer's day.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening.
Yeah, basically, like, yeah. I doubt that too, especially when it's clammy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I think we've found the strap line for this week's podcast.
I haven't mentioned Harry Styles in a podcast so far, so it has to be done.
I know, we haven't. How has that even happened?
Harry. Did you get your, by the way, Laura, did you get your birthday stuff? It was your birthday.
Oh my God, yeah, happy birthday.
I didn't get it. I've just said to our old agent, like, FKB sent me a present. It's not got here yet.
Oh, no, what? It should have got there by now.
And they were like, oh, well, WhatsApp you. But, you know.
You're so good with birthdays, FKB.
I am.
I got, FKB, tell everyone what I got you for your birthday because it was the best. I feel like everyone needs to go and go to this website and get one because they're brilliant.
So Laura got me a calendar, a Jesus-themed calendar, which was created by some mad Irish people, and it is just the funniest thing ever. So, like, for example, this month, it's Jesus on a wrecking ball saying I'm back because, like, it's Easter. And then I think for, like, in the autumn, there's one that says, Jesus Christ, don't touch the thermostat. And he's, like, trying to turn the heating up. It's just absolute brilliance. I love it.
Oh, that's good.
We'll find it and put it in, maybe link it, because it's so good.
Well, I feel like it just reminded me because it's Harry themed your birthday present, even though you've not got it, but hey ho, hopefully it'll turn up at some point.
Oh, I love it. I love that I've unpacked here and I've got like a Harry Styles coaster next to my bed. It just makes me feel normal. That's probably an abnormal thing to do, but like, I should have a picture of my kids beside my bed. I pop out Harry Styles.
They're in the room next door. You don't need a picture of them.
It's fine. Ladies, we've had another question. So this is quite an interesting one, and there isn't a name, so I'm sorry to the person that sent this in, we can't name check you, but given photography was likely a hobby to start with, what do you now do to relax?
Oh, Hatton, you do it, you do loads of stuff to relax.
I just get outside as much as I can, don't I? I do pick my camera up, actually, sorry, that is a lie. I do love a photography walk. Mm-hmm. Do love a photography walk without any people in it generally as well.
And you like getting in the water with your camera as well.
I like getting in the water with my camera. Yeah, I do. Taking pictures of rocks. Oh, I took lots of pictures of fishes actually when I was on holiday in the water. But generally be active for me because it just fizzles my mind.
Every time I go past Shipley Glen and I see a group of cyclists on a bike, I'm always looking for you, thinking Faye's definitely going to be in the middle of those guys.
I just loved it when you guys live in Belgium still, but when I lived there, and I remember meeting Faye Hatton, like, and you just showed up on your bike, and I just wasn't expecting it at all. Like, I just expected us all just to drive and we'd all meet and just drive. And like, you arrive with a helmet on in high vis, and I was like, well, someone rode here.
Always wear high vis, listeners. Be safe, be seen. It's very, very important.
No, it's really good that you do that. I've never, ever, ever met anyone like you, and I think that's another plus as well.
That's the beauty of Hatton.
I know, because you can just tell when she's getting edgy, like, take me out for a walk, take me out.
Yeah, I do need walking like a dog, don't I? It's like, yeah, I can't be bound inside for very long.
Because a lot of us have to go, we have to psych ourselves up or get the exercise out the way in the morning just to, you know, just to say, right, because if I leave it till evening, I'll just be sat there with like a multi-bag of crisps. So it's like, you need it. It's like oxygen to you.
Yeah. That's the hard thing with not having Noodle now, like especially in the evening. I have to take myself off for a walk on my own. It's really weird. Just go for a walk around the block in the evening on my own. I look like a bit of a weirdo walking past people's houses without a dog.
Oh, you can borrow my dogs anytime you want. Noodle and Space would be a lovely dog.
If your face likes getting assaulted by one of FKB's dogs.
Yeah, that's not watermelon sugar high, that's for sure. That's fish on a stick, Grimsby Docks, isn't it?
It is, definitely, yeah. I do have the, like, my dog absolutely stinks at both ends, but he looks really regal. So he looks like a prince, but he stinks like a tramp.
And so you're letting him in.
Prince Ringo the eel.
Yeah. Let's do it. Leanne, what do you do to chill?
What do I do to chill? I know if you're a regular listener of the podcast, we spoke about all my dresses
last
month, and I'm going to do a dressmaking course.
Oh!
I was like, I should just learn how to do this myself, because I find the photography was a hobby for me to start with, and now it's work. I mean, I take my camera everywhere. I am a bit relentless with it, but there are times where I'm like, oh God, I just need, you know, not to be doing anything with my camera. And yeah, so I'm going to start a new hobby. So you never know. You might give all of this up and become the next Gucci. Who knows?
There's a lady that is a gardener. She used to live in Bailden, actually, and she's on... is it Love Your Garden, the one with Alan Titchmarsh, where they go and create new gardens for people? Anyway, she's a gardener, and she's done a dressmaking course, like you're saying, and she's proper hooked. Like, she loves, she's always posting things with her own stuff. And there's a place that do special sewing patterns, but they look absolutely stunning. In fact, I'll send you the link, Leanne.
Yeah,
like trousers that are just a bit different. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not, they're cool, but they're not straight out of a shop. Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
Yeah, no, I think you'll be proper hooked on that.
This is so good, because you just love the same shape in a dress.
Exactly. This is the thing. I could just literally make one, and then I can make it in any fabric I like.
Yeah.
I want to know how the jeans are going there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the jeans.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
She's going on a dress making course.
What is it that you've got against jeans, Leanne? Is it just, do you just find them uncomfortable, or do you?
I'm just not a jeans wearer. I don't know what it is. I'm just not into jeans. But they're just very baggy, so they're currently actually in the wash to try and shrink them a bit.
Oh, they're too baggy.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
The bagster.
So we'll see. I'll give you an update next month, people, because I know how exciting this is.
Put them in the tumble dryer on a high heat.
Exactly. I'm on it. I'm on it, Faye. We'll see.
Trousers? Do you wear trousers?
No.
Right. Not dresses. Really. Dresses and skirt.
I've got a good skinny jeans story, guys. So it was Jim's birthday in April, and Mum always, like, bless, gives him some. Actually, she gives me the money to give to him, so sometimes he sees it, sometimes not. And basically,
mainly not.
I need a lens always. So anyway, she bought him some skinny jeans from. Well, she said they were slim jeans from Sainsbury's, and just put them in a nice bag. She always gets him a little something to wear, but like, it's really funny because the things she buys him are the things that she'd buy my dad. So sometimes, like, him and, like, Jim and my dad look really similar. At Christmas one time, Jim opened a jumper for my mum, and he opened it, and then he looked up at my dad, and my dad was wearing the same jumper. So anyway, these skinny jeans, slim jeans, Jim put them on, and you could see all of his tackle, and his bum looked like it had been lifted.
Ooh la la.
I love him, but like, I nearly threw up in my mouth because I was like, whoa, I've never seen this version of Jim. Looks like Rylan. So,
we're getting a pair of teeth in next.
Yeah. So, no, I've just said to Mum,
Jim does have teeth, by the way, for anybody who's
like, I mean, different teeth. I just meant different teeth.
Yeah, we decided, we're like, no, these look horrific. So I gave them back to Mum, and then I got my mum's on Slack as well, bless her, Christine. She sent me a picture about an hour later of my dad wearing these jeans, and they fit him. But they look like a bit like a, he looks like Rylan now, basically. But he doesn't like any money to go to waste. So I just think they maybe couldn't find the receipt, but I'm just so tortured. Like, in the space of a day, I saw both of, like, the men closest to me in my life wearing skinny jeans, and it's just scarred. It's just proper scarred me.
Both with lifted bums and tackle.
No, honestly,
I've actually got a skinny jeans story as well, because Phil, my husband, who's got the biggest calves in the world, he actually tried on a pair of skinny jeans in a changing room and got stuck in them.
Did he fall over trying to get them off?
They actually got stuck on his calves. And you know when you've had that moment where you go try a dress on and you can't get it off and you genuinely panic?
Yeah.
That's what happened. He was
swell.
Yeah. He was getting like hotter and hotter and more flustered and like really stressed.
Oh my God, you should have brought some talc, like Ross in his leather pants.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, when he hits himself in the face trying to get them off.
Oh, I love that episode.
Oh, but yeah, I nearly didn't bring the skinny jeans with me. I feel like I've got PTSD or something. I'm like, no, I don't want to see skinny jeans on anyone, male or female.
Ever again.
I can't recollect. I can only recollect Jim wearing shorts. I can't see him in jeans in my mind.
When I first met him, he just wore baggy jeans. And I actually said to him when we first met, because like skinny jeans for like men were in. So I was like, oh, have you ever fancied a skinny? Skinny cut, and he was just like, well, no, I like these. So I used to think he was really weird, but now when someone for 13 years has been wearing the baggy jean, like, you cannot and should not put them in skinny.
No, it's too different, isn't it?
Too much.
It is too different.
He looked completely different. I was like, oh no, I couldn't have married that.
That I could not marry.
Could not marry that. Put those baggies on. I love you in the baggies.
So what do you do to relax, FKB?
What do I do? So mine's are probably the answer that people are not looking for, but I do photography. Because I do find it like therapy. When I'm not shooting professionally for a customer, I just find that going out and having the camera with me, it just quietens my mind, and it's very different, isn't it? Just having the camera with you and photographing for pleasure rather than just, you know, rather than being on a job. So I do that. And
it's nice to do it for fun instead of always looking for the story.
Yeah, because you just kind of, and you can be a bit freer as well, can't you? And just snap the stuff that perhaps might customers might not be looking for. But I do also like love a good read. Yeah, love my books. Love to write a little bit.
I like your bookcase. Leanne's got us like a. We talked about Leanne's bookcase before, but like, yeah. What's I just feel like bookcases are fashionable now in people's homes. Based on you two.
Based on two of the four people on the call.
Okay, I've seen Hatton's. Hatton's got a few books, and you've got like your cooking books as well, Hatton.
Oh yeah, I've got my cooking. Yeah, I've got a shelf with cooking books and one shelf with normal books. Essentially, it was my. I'm just looking at FKBs. Actually, it was my Lonely Planet shelf. It was my like my showing off traveling shelf. And I don't keep any of the books. I just give them straight away now because they just kept hoarding up my house. So I don't actually keep many books anymore.
I just like to take them down and look at them when I'm wanting a holiday.
Because you're never going to go. You're never going to go to Thailand. You know, like in Thailand, nothing's going to cost what it did 20 years ago, is it? So why do we keep these things?
That's true.
It is kind of a bit of a like, it's like a memory, isn't it? Rather than a...
Yeah.
It's not going to be useful anymore, is it?
Yeah, you're so right.
It's the memory. Not when Lonely Planet Online exists.
The memory of being youthful and being able just to go to Thailand and get on an elephant.
And being able to carry a book that big and it not absolutely knacker your neck.
I remember when I went to Australia backpacking, like I took one bag and I took like a massive book of like the Lonely Guide Australia book. It was huge. And then my mum gave me, oh my God, I was 24. She gave me a Build the Bear, but she'd made it up as like an Australian bear. And I was like, Mum, I'm not going to pull if I take that.
Build the Bear, love it.
It had like a little hat on. It had a, she put a heart inside the, in you couldn't see the heart, but she put a heart inside the bear and it'd been sewn up. And then she got, even got like, you know, the hat with the
corks on.
The corks hanging down. And I was like, oh no, Mom, I'm going to have to leave. I left Build the Bear and I just have never forgiven myself because I was like.
Where did you leave like, him?
No, because it was huge. It was like half the size of the case.
Where did you leave him?
No, I left him with my mum because I think actually my mum bought it for herself, really. So I think she was quite glad when I gifted it back.
Oh, was he called Bruce?
Bruce. Build the Bear. I thought, no, I'm just not going to make friends or get laid if I take Bruce.
You could have made friends with niche people with matching bears.
I know, but I just thought, I don't think anyone... Because they're like for kids, aren't they? Build-A-Bear.
I wouldn't want to be friends with anyone like in that niche group that had like the Build-A-Bears, would you? I'd be terrified. I'd be like, see you later. You enjoy your bear.
I'd be like, look, do you want to meet Bruce? He's got a heart on the inside.
Just like me.
Just like me. He's been created based on me.
Brilliant.
Has anyone ever gone to Build-A-Bear store? I've never been.
No, never.
It's the kind of thing I avoid like the plague, so no.
I know, it's like expensive shit, isn't it, really?
It is. My girls both got one for their birthdays from my sister. So my sister took them.
Oh, no.
And then came home with Claire.
This podcast.
Are they really big?
They're big, yeah. No. They're big. And they love them as well. And you know what? It's the experience with her. They enjoyed the time with her, their auntie.
Oh, so it's creative, I suppose, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Like for them, it is.
Lovely. Oh.
Yeah, it's a nice present. Nice thing to do, but yeah.
Baby's rolling her eyes at this point.
But they are small. By Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. You can't, yeah, you won't ever be able to be friends with my children, FKB, because they're
sorry. Part of
cruel, heartless woman.
I know, yeah.
I am the least sentimental person that I know. I can't deny it.
Oh, no, honestly, it can't be, because my dad videoed, you know, back in the day, he had a camcorder and we had loads of VHSs of all our childhood memories on. He recorded, like, literally Hitler over them because he's obsessed with World War II and he couldn't find a VHS, so he just kept shoving any ones in. And then my mum was like, did you not see the label that said basically, like, Laura and Danny, Fort Ventura, Sand Dunes? No.
That's pretty detailed.
Yeah, it was. They were all very labelled. Like, but
it was that Sand Dunes can go. We've got plenty of us.
They've all gone. We've got no footage.
Oh my goodness!
You've been overridden by Hitler.
Yeah.
No, like the Battle of Somme.
All the things to overwrite you with as well. I'm actually looking. I've got a pile of VHS next to me from my granddad, and we've got Leanne, Samantha, Leanne spelt incorrectly, Grandad. Just
up there. FYI, up there.
Just to note. Leanne, Samantha, Jack and Jessica, Christmas Party 1996.
Oh, wow.
I know. We've got a christening. I'm looking at them all now. What else have we got? Susan and Carl, that's my aunt and my cousin, Peacocks, April 1993. God knows what that is.
Peacocks.
And Barry, all at the cottage. They used to have a cottage, 1991. So we are like fully in the 90s, and I've got to get them all digitalized because we can't watch them.
That's insane.
Oh, that's going to be brilliant, Leanne. You're going to lose hours.
I love that,
those, aren't you?
I love stuff like that. So I'm absolutely gutted for you, Laura, that you've been replaced with Hitler. Like, absolutely hurts me.
It was in the days, like all the stuff as well, like when I'm a teenager, so I'm either looking grumpy. Well, I'm flat chested looking grumpy, so it's, you know, it is quite a look for when I get to those sand dunes.
If you were grumpy, that's probably the reason why he's overwritten them. Is that,
yeah,
he was, you know, miserable that holiday. I don't need to remember that.
You know, when your parents are like, this will be the last, I remember them saying distinct, like, this is the last holiday we're going to have together because you're so moody. And I was like, it's the hormones. And they would suggest anything that we go and do. I'd be like, no, it's like, you know, like Kevin and Perry, I don't want to do that.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
That last holiday, when they go on holiday by themselves and you go, where's my free ticket? And they go, well, we warned you. And it's like, I had those parents that, you know, warned you, but then it actually happened. I was like, oh, well, I would like to come to Turkey for a week. No, you're not coming. You're going to stay home and look after the dog. I was like, oh, no.
And it's all your own fault.
It doesn't pay off, guys, to be grumpy when you're growing up.
No.
No, got to be happy all the time.
Well, I think that's probably it for today. What do you think, ladies?
I think so, yeah.
Shall we sign off? We will see you all in 2 weeks.
2 weeks' time?
Yep.
Yep. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.